Welcome to the Lebo Lion Show, the biggest marketing and business podcast on the African continent. This is a learning hub where we share marketing, social media, and monetization resources that entrepreneurs, professionals, and creatives need to build the lives and businesses of their dreams. We do this through masterclasses and conversations with experts and thought leaders in various industries. On this podcast, we believe that your mindset is the most powerful tool you have to succeed. Come on a journey with us. Let's explore the world of business, money, and mindset from a growth perspective. Are you ready to go? Because 2023 has started and it's about to become the best year of your life. My name is Lebo Lion, the voice of marketing, and I will be your host for the Lebo Lion Show. Let's go. Hi tribe, welcome to the Lebo Lion Show, the biggest marketing and entrepreneurship show on the African continent. I'm your host, Lebo Lion, and today I'm coming to you with quite a lot of energy and excitement because I'm happy to be alive. I think so much has happened in our country and it's important to take a step back, to evaluate what you're grateful for, to evaluate just the fact that you are alive when you get another chance to try again, and to be honest about what that feels like, because for me, it feels like a blessing. So here I am, full of energy, ready to start our conversation about content creation. So as we dive deeper into our brand building theme, today I want us to talk about the backbone of connection, and that is content creation. All strategies materialize through content. And I assume that's why so many people would confuse marketing with advertising. But while advertising is largely focused on promotion, content intentionally has broader strategic touch points that cover more aspects of the marketing mix. So yes, we do use content in advertising to communicate our message. However, content in and of itself is not advertising. It's broader than that, and it is a tool that is used throughout the marketing mix. And you know how we like to operate on this podcast. We define as many things as possible to ensure that we are on the same page. So let's get into it. Grab your notepad, get a pen, get your notes on your phone, whatever you need, and let's get into this. So what is content creation? Content creation is the process of generating topic ideas that appeal to your buyer persona, creating written or visual content around those ideas, and making that information accessible to your audience as a blog, video, infographic, or other content formats. And what I would like to say is content formats in consumable form. So anything that I can consume as somebody who is a viewer, audience member, or a customer, and it communicates something to me, then that is content. I like to think about content as how we communicate with our audience so that we can build a relationship with them, facilitate a sale, start a conversation, and establish who we are and what we have to offer. And I invite anybody listening to this podcast to add their own points that they have extra to add to this. Please put it down in the comment section below, either on YouTube or Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Google Play, wherever you are finding us, comment below and let me know. Do you have something extra to add? Let me repeat what I'd like to view content creation as. So I like to think of content creation as how we communicate with our audience so that we can build a relationship with them, facilitate a sale, start a conversation, and establish who we are and what we have to offer. So the value that we provide. When you think about content, I want you to see it as a communication tool. This is so important. Then I want you to look around at your content on all of your social media pages and ask yourself, what am I saying to my audience? Which audience have I attracted with the content that I've posted? And how am I positioning myself with the content that I've shared? These are important questions to ask yourself because it gives you a deep dive or a look into how people may be perceiving you and how you might be communicating to them. Remember, communication is how we connect as human beings. And so how you position yourself determines how people will connect with you because that connection is facilitated by the conversation and the communication that would be largely driven by content. And I think the saying, content is king, is probably one of the most profound sayings of our time because it simply explains, in my opinion, the value of communication and positioning. If I had to rephrase the term content is king, I would rephrase it as communication, verbal and nonverbal, is king because that's how we connect. Doesn't sound so catchy, but I think it also explains what the term content is king means from the perspective that I'm trying to explain it from. However, I thought it would be really cool to go into the original meaning of the term content is king. In 1996, Bill Gates wrote an essay that changed the course of digital marketing. The essay was titled Content is King. He suggested that most money generated on the internet would come from content, much like broadcasting. Even more groundbreaking, Gates suggested that content could serve as an equalizer because anyone and any brand could create and publish content. In the article, he says, one of the exciting things about the internet is that anyone with a PC and a modem can publish whatever content they can create. In a sense, the internet is the multimedia equivalent of the photocopier. It allows material to be duplicated at low cost, no matter the size of the audience. That is profound. And even though a lot has changed in the decades since Gates coined the phrase, content is king, I believe that the phrase still rings true. And here are some real life statistics that prove this point or support this point. Big brands are reported to be investing 41% of their overall marketing budget on content. It's advised that if you're new to content marketing, you should consider allocating 25 to 30% of your total marketing budget to content. The US Small Business Administration recommends companies doing under $5 million a year in sales to consider spending 7 to 8% of gross revenue on marketing and advertising. And the reason for this is because content consumption has more than doubled since 2020. And this is why every successful digital marketing strategy has a content creation plan and a content marketing strategy. Because content, my friends, is king. Now, for the purposes of time, I won't be going into how to create a content plan. However, I will share a link to a content plan template that you can use, or I may provide this in a masterclass that we'll be doing next week. And if you'd like to participate in our masterclasses, all you have to do is follow me on social media at lebulion_SA, either on Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok, and I will share our masterclass details on those platforms. In this episode, I want to talk about the different types of content that exist and how to use each of them. How we create content will vary depending on who or what we are creating it for. However, the plan remains applicable for all users. There is no shortage of ways to succeed in content marketing, especially when you consider that there are more than 100 types of content in total, including infographics, landing pages, tutorials, podcasts, and more. Some of the most common content forms are blog posts, emails, social media content, guides, ebooks, video content, webinars, case studies, white papers, press releases, and so much more. All of these content forms would be used within a content plan that leverages off of the properties of a mix of content forms. The foundations of content creation rest on a concept called the three legs content strategy that I recently found online that describes the properties that need to be present for us to have a content strategy that makes sense. The three legs of content strategy are purpose, structure, and social acceptance. Purpose meaning different forms of content bring goals to life. For example, the BBC aims to inform, educate, and entertain. Their content types such as news, commentaries, and documentaries bring their purpose to life. Their purpose to inform, educate, and entertain. The second leg is structure. The structure of a piece of content serves two purposes. One, it helps audiences know what to expect. And two, it helps organizations reuse aspects of attributes of the structure in new ways. Think, for example, of a statistical chart from a white paper that's reused in a blog post. And we call this repurposing your content. The third leg is social acceptance. Content types help build a community. For instance, BuzzFeed's catchy, gossipy content has a loyal following. And I want to urge you to use these three legs when you think about the kind of content you want to use in your content strategy in order to communicate with the people who you want to impact, work with, and serve. I do have to caution, though, that it is not useful to have content on its own. You need a content strategy and you need a content plan. Content planning, I think a lot of entrepreneurs and marketers undermine, but it offers you immense value. It offers you value like time saving, streamlining your brand, giving you the ability to connect with the audience consistently and build a deeper bond through familiarity. It helps you scale and grow, and it provides your audience with the kind of content that they can use in different ways. It also provides you as a business with research and data that you can sell or use to improve your product and make more money. Now I want to talk about some brands that got it wrong. And for some of these case studies, it would be really cool for you to see some of the pictures because it really drives home the message of how content can go terribly, terribly wrong. So what I will be doing is posting pictures of what these brands did on my TikTok and my Instagram at the Label Lion Show or at label_lion_SA so you can see visually what I'm talking about. It's so important to see it. So please visit my social media pages so you can see it. Our first brand that got it a bit wrong with the content marketing was Heineken. So while marketing its light beer, Heineken started using the tagline, "Sometimes lighter is better." And although the tagline is inoffensive by itself, the 30-second TV ad showed a bartender sliding a beer past three black people to a lighter-skinned woman. Many dubbed the ad racist, understandably, with Chance the Rapper leading the charge, tweeting about how terribly racist the commercial was to his more than 7 million Twitter followers. Having a prominent voice amplify criticism of your marketing campaign in this way is one of the quickest ways for your brand to come under pressure. And unfortunately, Prada and Gucci didn't quite get the message and designed some risque products which provoked the wrong kind of questions. I mean, we know that even Balenciaga is doing this at the moment and it's rubbing people up the wrong way. In February 2019, Gucci pulled a wool balaclava jumper from stores after many people pointed out that it resembled blackface. The $890 black sweater went up and around the mouth and featured thick red lips around the cutout. You guys have to see this. I was shocked. I had to laugh a little bit because I could not believe that in an entire marketing team, nobody saw that this thing looked like blackface. Because when you look at the picture, that's the first thing that will come to your mind. It is hilarious, it's sad, and it also points to how so many marketing teams globally do not have diversity. And that's another conversation we're going to have because we really do need to have that conversation. So please visit my social media pages at @LabelLion_SA, at The Label Lion Show, to see the picture of this because it is terrible. I want you to think that as you create your content, remember, and this is something that I like to teach quite often in my masterclasses, that features tell and benefits sell. Make sure that the content that you're creating is valuable and interesting to your consumer. This week, we're going to end off a quote by David Beebe that goes a little something like this. Content marketing is really like a first date. If all you do is talk about yourself, there won't be a second date. Until next time, goodbye, good luck, and be safe.